Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
How did this small Easter egg roll party thing that's at your house tomorrow turn into Jesus Palooza?
I don't know if Jesus wants any part of this. The Easter Bunny, sure, maybe. So your girlfriend Amanda and I were talking. We wanted to throw a little Easter brunch together, right?
For those of us, Easter brunch.
An Easter brunch potluck egg hunt is what it is. So people would bring stuff, we'd have a brunch, and we'd let the kids decorate eggs, and then we'd do an Easter egg hunt, right? And as things do in my life, they snowballed. So I asked all my neighbors, and only one neighbor is going to be in town. So the neighbors to my right are going to be joining us.
Is this something that you have to warn all the neighbors? Like, it's probably going to be loud till 11 a.m.
No. So it's going to be you, Amanda, and her son, Asa. Of course, myself, Bart, and Jimmy will be there. Cassie and Chad are coming with their two littles, Hazel and Max. And then we have my neighbor, Charlotte and Bobby, bring in Luca and T-Bone. That's not his name. His name's Theodore, but we call him T-Bone. I asked Abby if she was going out of town for Easter, and she is not. She's staying here, and I'm like, why don't you come hang with us? So Abby's going to join us tomorrow.
Did you say you were going, or did you just say thank you for the invite?
I said I was going. This is how I'm finding out it's a potluck, so I will be making a Publix run.
Absolutely. No. No, you do not have to bring. The food is cut. We have so much food already. Like, okay. People are bringing so much. If you want to bring, like, a bottle of Prosecco or whatever, but don't worry about it. We have so much food that's accounted for right now, which is why
I'd consider myself lucky if somebody brought pot.
Yeah. But then I started thinking, and I was like, you know, the more the merrier. So I hit up my friend Claire, and I was like, hey, are you guys in town? Like, what are you doing? And they didn't have any plans. And I'm like, you want to come over to the house tomorrow? We're just doing a low-key Easter brunch / egg decorating / egg hunt. Good time. And so now she and her husband and their two daughters are coming.
This is more, I don't know the logistics behind the whole thing.
Yes.
But I am putting this all on you because you love throwing parties. I know Amanda does too, but you love going over the top on gatherings like this. So I'm assuming you're the one that has invited everybody in your zip code. And now it's a big old thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And where it went off the rails is, like, a month and a half ago, I went to Home Goods and they had the cutest Easter decor. And I got, like, this little Easter dish, and I got, like, these little Easter decorations. Yep. And I saw the cutest, like, plates and napkins. And oh my God, this bunny, like, cutlery holder. And that's when I realized we're going to go big on this.
I was reading this morning, man, because of the price of eggs, like a lot of people aren't doing Easter egg hunts this year. They're using potatoes. They're using peanut butter, like wadded up peanut butter with chocolate on top of it. Anything but eggs because they can't afford them anymore.
This is sense.
Recession core.
A potato hunt don't hit the same.
It doesn't, man.
Not at all.
We're using the plastic eggs for the egg hunt. We have an excessive amount of those.
Did those go up too?
Believe it or not, no. They are like insanely cheap.
So long as it's American plastic, we're good to go.
I can guarantee you it is not.
All right.
But yes, it is snowballed a wee bit. And seriously, Abby, like the reason why I didn't mention anything about a potluck is because we have copious amounts of food that's going to be there.
They don't want to eat your food.
they're like, we know how you cook. No, you always win like the baking and cooking competitions we have on the show.
That
I had
is
no
true.
Doubt that if you brought something, it would be delicious.
I was just going to buy something.
Probably. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either.
All right, so I consider myself a critical thinker, right? I like to look at things from all angles. So I sort of made a half joke a very long time ago that it would be a really great idea for marriages to be like sporting contracts where you sign up for like a year and then you have like a mutual option at the end of the year where you can back out on it if you want. And it was kind of half joking, but with the divorce rate being what it is now, maybe we got to look at things differently. And it's turning out that this might be a thing.
Well, so what happened was is another dude cracked that joke, and that joke has since gone viral, and now it's a legitimate conversation. So Glamour magazine posted on Instagram, the 4-year marriage contract. Are men really ready to treat commitment like it's a sports deal? And so I pulled up the article, and it's by Rahama Wool, and she's a great writer. So I want to read just a little bit of this article and let you all take it from there.
Once again, I would maintain that this might not be a gender thing. Like, what are men willing to sign up? I think women would get just as much out of this because how often does a woman get married to a dude and then once he has his woman, all of a sudden he's a different dude? So now she's got the option to back out of the contract.
All right. So Rahama wrote, there's a whisper of a conversation happening in barbershops, podcast studios, and group chats. The places where men trade on serious memes and riffs that sometimes occasionally stumble into real talk. And lately it goes like this. What if relationships worked like the NBA? Not metaphorically, logistically. A 4-year marriage contract with performance clauses and options to renew. A clean break if it's not working out. No lawyers, no courtroom tug of war over who gets the dog or the air fryer. Just a pivot. You still love each other? Great. Resign when the term is up. If not, part ways with no drama, no debt, and no drawn out unraveling. At first, it sounds emotionally evolved, almost brilliant. A kind of romantic realism for people who've seen what a forever promise can quietly rot into. Think of it like LeBron James returning to Cleveland in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Miami 4 strong years.
Yep.
Reassessed the situation. Realized he'd outgrown the arrangement and left. Miami fans were bitter, sure, but everyone moved on. And LeBron, he thrived. The metaphor lands because it makes all those emotions feel manageable, even inspiring. You didn't fail. You fulfilled your contract. At least that's the core argument of the now viral 4-year marriage contract. A pitch that started, as most things do these days, on a podcast. Comedian, writer, and actor Benjamin Bazunk was the first.
No, he wasn't.
Benjamin Bazuna, was the first to float the idea during an episode of Firsties podcast when he said half jokingly, half seriously, 50% of marriages end in divorce or something like that. I think we should do marriage like NBA contracts. And because you know your term's coming up, you actually put in the work.
It's true,
mm-hmm.
But it should be the Weiss contract. Because I brought this thing up like 5 to 7 years ago.
I think logically it makes perfect sense, but I also think it's the new wussification of marriage.
Oh.
Y'all supposed to be in that thing till death do us part. That's the whole point of marriage.
I completely agree. You stood up there, you spent $500,000 on that wedding. You better stick it out to the end.
Yeah, stick it out.
You're on The Burt Show.